Australia correspondent Bernard Keane. We'll be brief today, Bernard. Sorry, we just had that big announcement come of a big raft of job losses, and obviously Australia, the Australian arm, affected as well. We are in the thick of it, aren't we? You want to talk about this blame game over China imposing barley tariffs. Is this more evidence of a trade war getting underway, Bernard?
Look, it certainly seems that way. I mean, there's an interesting piece from Bloomberg overnight with a bit of a scoop that China was actually had drawn up a bit of a hit list of Australian products that it was going to take further action on. We've already, obviously, we've had barley tariffs, 80% tariffs on barley, allegedly over dumping, Australia dumping barley in China. There's been there's been a suspension of meat exports, and it may well be more areas like, you know, wines, another example. So, yeah, look, it does look like China does have a bit of a program of going after Australian imports. And obviously it's at exactly the same moment as Australia's been pushing for a proper inquiry into the handling of the origins of COVID-19, which ended up in a form getting passed or approved, ticked off by the World Health Assembly overnight. So yes, it does look like we're in a trade war with our biggest trading partner. But the situation is a little bit more complex than I think a lot of Australians would like to admit, certainly than a lot of Australian politicians would like to admit, because Australia has been engaging in its own trade war on China for a very long time in order to protect our steel and aluminium industries. We've got these sort of very small by global standards and very inefficient and carbon intensive by global standards heavy manufacturing industries in iron and or steel and aluminium. And in order to protect them, we've been using anti-dumping provisions ourselves, the exact same provisions that China has used to slap big tariffs on our barley. We've been using anti-dumping provisions for years to block cheap imports of aluminium and steel from China and other countries as well. The Productivity Commission here estimated that those anti-dumping tariffs actually impose around $400 million in extra costs on our construction sector alone every year. So this is one of these bizarre, this is protectionism for you. This is one of the sort of bizarre consequences of anti-dumping, is that we end up punishing Australian businesses and Australian consumers by making cheap imports more expensive, allegedly on the basis that they've been brought in below cost. So we're not I think Australians like to think of themselves as, you know, innocent, lily white free traders who, you know, just want to compete fairly with other countries. Well, when it comes to certain industries, that's just nonsense. Yeah. We're as protectionist as everyone else.
Just a moment left. Victoria, I think, was one state that had signed up to the Belt and Road Initiative. It's having a go at the federal government for calling for a COVID inquiry.
Yeah, so this is a noticeable break in the sort of the unity of Australian governments on this. The Victorian Treasurer, that's a Labor government there, has come out and attacked the federal government for going hard on the issue of a COVID-19 inquiry. The fact that it's a Labor government, I think, is the significant thing here. Labor is a side of politics in Australia that has got the most problems with lingering connections with China. There's a New South Wales state Labor MP who basically is a spokesperson for Beijing in a lot of his comments. He's got into repeated trouble. This is much more serious. This is coming from the state treasurer, basically displaying disunity and splitting with the government on what is a pretty fundamental issue. I mean, Australia really does have a right to call for an inquiry into the origins of this pandemic, and, you know, so does the rest of the world, given the shocking economic conditions that it's inflicted and it's going to continue to inflict, as you guys are seeing with Fletcher this morning.
Thank you very much, Bernard Keane, Australia correspondent.